on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Because I'm one of those crazy people trusting Jesus, following him wherever he leads us.
ABQ Connect, today visiting with Mark Hall. Casting Crowns, they're going to be in town real soon at the Rio Rancho Event Center, this Friday night. And if you haven't got a ticket yet, well, go to transparentproductions.com, get your ticket. If for any reason, you know, I don't know when Transparent stops doing it digitally, but there's going to be, well, God willing, a few tickets. I mean, there's thousands of seats. So, Mark, I don't know. I guess it should have sold out by now, right?
Well, that's kind of bittersweet. You want it to be full, but you don't want people not to fit. So right. I just need to hurry and get tickets now.
That's right. Well, hey, listen, one of the things I try to do is, as we head into interviews, and I hope you guys appreciate this, try to go, you know, obviously the route every other interview doesn't go. It's got to be tedious when you're on tour doing interviews. So we're going to start with word association, if that's okay.
Do it, man. I'm ready.
Okay. New Mexico.
That's a crazy one. Great food.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Well, the next one, green chili.
Green chili? Pepto-Bismol.
Okay. Route 66.
Ooh, long, nice drives.
Yeah. Southwest.
Egg rolls.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Chilies. Yeah, man.
And last but not least, ministry.
Teenagers.
There you go. Yeah. You know, Mark, I don't know if I knew, you know, I've been aware of your music a long time. And not sure if I remembered, I was reminded, yeah, you start out as a youth pastor in ministry. Is that right?
That's right. Still doing it now. I just taught two different chapel services at the school here at our church, from middle school and high school. So that's where all of our songs come from.
Okay, now you say here at your church. Now, also, you're from Daytona. Is that correct?
I'm from Daytona, but I live in South Atlanta now. So we've been at the same church here at Eagles Landing for about 20 years.
Okay. Well, listen, I got to tell you something. Actually, I'm going to get to that in a second. I want to talk about a concert, a Casting Crowns concert I went to a few years back. But, I've been in radio a long time and been on the air and done different things, including sales and development. And, you know, when I have clients or prospects and I'm trying to talk to them about how to deliver their message to someone, one of the things that I encourage them to do is, you know, look, you can't just say, I sell tacos or I'm an electrician. You have to set yourself apart. And I'm curious, Mark, what you and Casting Crowns, you've been doing this a long time. What do you guys do to set yourselves apart from other performers or other musicians that the community is going to see?
Oh, man, I don't know what we would do that's different or better. Everything we do as Crowns is an extension of what we do in the local church. So for us, we want to see people not see themselves as the audience of Christ, but see themselves as the body of Christ. So when you leave our concert, you're not just impressed with somebody's talent. You're thinking, hey, I need to be serving too. I need to be pouring into people too. To me, that's the biggest thing that could come out of anything we do.
Yeah, and you know, and just in case, you know, you had a difficult time because with that answer, I wanted to tell you what I thought when I went to the Casting Crowns concert I went to, which was a few years ago, and I think it was in Rio Rancho or Albuquerque, but you came with Matt Redman, I was impressed by the amount of ministry and evangelism that was done from the stage. Now, that being said, you know, often you'll go to a concert, let's say a Christian concert, sometimes it's just entertainment. I shouldn't say just. Sometimes it's entertainment exclusively, and that's okay. Some people are musicians and, maybe aren't prepared to do evangelism or what have you, but I just wanted to throw that out there. One of the things I really noticed was how much, if I was going to go to the Casting Crowns concert, one, I'm going to be encouraged, but two, I'm going to bring someone that doesn't know Jesus.
Yeah. For me, we don't want you to come to a concert and it be like an inside joke where you don't know the language. So all of our songs are on the screens, and then the gospel is going to be laid out clear and plain. And like my dad says, he always liked the preachers that put it down on the bottom shelf where everybody can reach it. And we live in a tough time. There are so many questions, and we need to know who God is and that he loves us just like we are, but he refuses to leave us down here. And I think that hope has to be laid out very carefully, and that's very important to us.
Yeah, and I love that. And to teach someone about that hope and not a whimsical hope, I know I'm preaching to the choir, but it's a confident expectation that we have in Christ. And, you know, let me just throw that, man, thank you for doing that. I appreciate it. One of the other things I did notice, and now this wasn't at the show, it was actually preparing for the interview. I went onto the website, and I don't know if I realized how multi-generational, maybe only two generations, but Casting Crowns is multi-generational, and I do think that's something that maybe sets Casting Crowns aside from a lot of different performers or musicians or that are touring. And I'm going to throw it to you. How does that have an impact on what you guys do?
Well, for us, it's just a natural thing. In student ministry, your job is to work yourself out of a job.
Yeah.
You're trying to pour yourself into others so they can bloom where they're planted. So my son started playing bass with a youth group band, and he's now my bass player. So JM plays the bass. Jack is my new drummer, and he was in the fifth grade when he started playing drums for the youth group. He grew up playing in church and serving in church. My guitar player, Josh, was one of my interns in student ministry. So for me, man, that's where I pull from. It's from the local church. That's a big deal.
Now, one of the things we purpose to do, you know, there's stations in town that play Christian adult contemporary or Christian hit radio or inspirational. One of the things that we purpose, and we play probably about 25% of our programming is music. We purpose to play worship music, and that's actually part of what we do to try to set us apart from other Christian stations that are in town that we don't consider competition. I mean, we're all sharing the truth. But let's speak to worship. When you talk to someone about worship, how do you explain that to them?
Well, worship is the chance to go to the Lord in prayer without asking for stuff. It's a chance to just tell God how much you love him and tell him and thank him for what he's done. And I think that's part of our hardest parts of prayer. Like we don't really struggle with asking for help or screaming out for rescue, but just telling God how much we love him doesn't come as natural, especially for guys. So worship is prayer. And for a long time, I just thought it was the singing before the message.
Right.
But when you worship and when you sing a worship song, man, worship is prayer. Prayer is with a person, and that person wants to be known by you as much as he knows you. And so it's very, very personal. And I think worship's it's massive.
Well, listen, for those who just tuned in, we're talking with Mark Hall of Casting Crowns. He's going to be in town this Friday night at the Rio Rancho Event Center, and detailed information on tickets is available at transparentproductions.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to find out more about the tour, the new project, the latest project, and more from Mark Hall of Casting Crowns. We'll get to that after the break on ABQ Connect.
John Chitwood of Southern Boulevard Automotive.
I have towed many vehicles in for repair, with the customer stating the car just stalled while I was driving. After diagnosing it, I've had to make that phone call many times and state to the customer, you're out of gas and you need to refuel. Many Christians are like that. They need to be refueling daily with God's Word in order to keep themselves moving forward and to have the mind of Christ. Dwight L. Moody was once asked why he urged Christians to be filled constantly with the Holy Spirit. He replied, I need continuous and filling because I leak. What gauge do you use in your life to know if you're running on empty of the infilling of God's Spirit?
Southern Boulevard Automotive, 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, 892-2300, or southernblvdautomotive.com. Thank you, John Chitwood at Southern Boulevard Automotive, for your support of KLYT 88.3 FM.
As you listen to The Light on KLYT, remember it's the support given by businesses like Dom Garcia Realty that make this programming possible. We'd like to thank Dom Garcia Realty for supporting Reaching New Mexico with world-class Bible teaching. Dom Garcia Realty supports KLYT and hopes you will too. Thanks, Dom Garcia Realty, a full-service brokerage assisting buyers and sellers, commercial and residential property management. Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644.
Christian Military Fellowship is an association of believers committed to encouraging United States Armed Forces members and their families to love and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. CMF involves all ranks, family members, veterans, retirees, and civilian employees. CMF leads the military society one-on-one, heart-to-heart, and person-to-person to commit to Jesus Christ. CMF helps individuals establish and maintain personal Bible study, prayer, and obedience to God in every area of their lives. By committing to these goals, members are encouraged and equipped to share their faith with others. CMF accomplishes this by providing resources to grow deeper into the heart of God, discipleship tools to foster Christian growth, and opportunities for training, mentoring, and biblical counseling. Looking for a local chapter or wish to start one in your area? Find out more at cmfhq.org.
Here's Skip Heitzig with a PowerPoint about Jesus.
The supreme message of this book, the Bible, the supreme message is Jesus Christ. How many of you know that when you hold your Bible, the greatest message, the overarching message of this book is simply stated, it is Jesus Christ.
Hotspot. Jesus is the answer for the world today. That was true when it was written, and it is true now.
Looky here, false teachers. Here's what you need to know about Jesus. He is supreme. There is no higher.
You can find a treasure of thousands of teachings through the Bible at connectwithskip.com. Lean in as Skip brings a laser beam to the subject of our need for Jesus.
Do you have peace? Listen, do you live your daily life with the experience of peace? Or are you filled with torment and anxiety and worry, and you're torn at it? Or do you live with peace?
Here's Mike Fabares, Bible teacher on Focal Point.
Pain hurts. Few sane people would opt to have it. But sometimes God may choose pain for us so that we can experience His strong deliverance and learn to praise Him even more perfectly when we come out of it. Think of Psalm 102 with the preface that it's the prayer of an afflicted man. The psalmist writes that God's providential rescue came to him just in his time of need. This answer to prayer leads the writer to even greater levels of thanksgiving and celebration. So when your stormy trial is really bearing down on you, and yet you start to see God's deliverance, then let's follow that example of Psalm 102 and share those victories so that together we can rejoice in all the deliverance that God is providing His people.
That's Mike Fabares, Bible teacher on Focal Point. Listen each weekday to Pastor Mike's half-hour teaching program heard on this station. And learn more about Focal Point when you go online to focalpointradio.org.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
The only scars in heaven, it won't belong to me and you. There'll be no such thing as broken, and all the old will be made new.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. We're visiting with Mark Hall of Casting Crowns. They're going to be in town at the Rio Rancho Event Center this Friday night. And transparentproductions.com is the place to go for ticket information. Mark, thanks for taking the time to visit with us today. Already enjoyed visiting with you. I was on the website earlier, and I'm just going to say this, and then I'm going to let you kind of go into more detail. I found this on your website: boiling down life's challenging moments into digestible proclamations of faith. That's something you guys purpose to do, according to the website. And I found that when I went to the show, but I thought I'd let you go into more detail.
Yeah, I think a lot of times when we want to know God more, the Bible is intimidating. We're not sure how to read it. We're not sure where to start. And so what we try to do in our songs, all of our songs, is show you what scriptures each song came from. It was Christian music off of Christian radio that got me into the Word.
Yeah.
I wanted to find out, where does that message come from? So for us, even in the concert, you're going to see in the corner of the screen at all times, this is the scripture that this part of the song comes from. And you know, you just take a picture of the screen any moment in the night, and you can go back and look that verse up later. Because our songs are not the point. Our songs point to the point. And we want people to have their own walk with God, have their own time in the Word when the concerts are over.
Yeah, you know, Mark, saying that, I almost wonder if you and I aren't close to the same age. I'm going to throw a name out there, Bob Hartman. You remember Bob?
I think so.
He was one of the main writers for Petra and the members. And I remember as a young Christian, you know, getting Petra and other albums. But same thing. You know, and back then, you know, it was vinyl. And you'd have the vinyl sleeve, and it had all the lyrics on it, but they would include scripture. And actually, I remember as I grew and I learned more of God's word, I was, oh, that's a Petra. No, it's not a Petra song. It's the word of God. But, how often it is that, you know, artists like yourself who use the word of God, in scripture that, you're writing it on people's heart. Cause, whether it's, you're using it as a lyric or reading it out of his word, it's alive and active. And it's just something that, is going to stick.
That's right.
Hey, one of the things I wanted to do too is talk about Healer, the new project. And actually, I got a real quick question. I didn't do any research, so I was lazy. I'm being honest. I was gonna let Mark let me know the difference between Healer, and then I saw also there's Healer Deluxe.
Right. Well, I wrote a lot of songs for this record, and I wanted people to have time to digest it and spend some time with what we're talking about. These are all little Bible studies set to music. So we released the first 7 songs several months ago, and a couple of weeks ago we just released 7 more songs. So now when you get the deluxe, you're getting 14 songs, and to me, it just needed to be broken up that way.
All right. Well, that's wouldn't it take much research to figure that one out, right? Now, Mark, one of the other things I noticed, and our listeners have been well aware of because we've talked about it for a few weeks already, not only Cast and Crowns coming to town, but Kane and Ann Wilson. Now, have they been on this whole tour with you guys?
Yeah, man. We've toured with them in the past, and we did a Christmas tour with Kane, so we really love them. Great energy. They got new babies, too, on the road, which is going to be great. Ann Wilson came out and led our youth group and youth camp several years ago. So it's a very like-minded tour, a lot of passion, a lot of scripture, pointing people to Jesus. It, to me, it's the perfect night to bring your family to, especially if you've got friends and family that are still on the outside looking in at who Jesus is. This is a night to be a part of.
Now, for those unfamiliar with Kane or Ann Wilson's music, what genre would you put it in?
You know what? I don't even know. I don't know that any artist writes a genre. I think they write their music and then radio tells them what they are. So I don't know what they are. I don't even know what I am. I'm not sure what the genres are.
No,
but Kane got a little bit of a country sound to him sometimes.
Okay.
Which is refreshing, but also adult contemporary. And then Ann Wilson's kind of the same.
All right. Well, looking forward to hearing from them as well. And the one other thing I wanted to do, just so the audience gets to know Mark. Yeah, you know, we've already done that a little bit, Mark. You know, they realize that really, I mean, you got a pastor's heart. And when I say that, I'm talking about a shepherding heart, and that's appreciated. When Mark's not touring, when he's not making music, what does Mark like to do?
I like hanging out with my babies, spending time. My son John Michael is my bass player, and they just had a little boy, my first grandson. So Lincoln is kind of my hobby right now, hanging out with him. I just left him at lunch and got to hold him for a little while. So that's my new hobby, is holding my grandson.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And not that we're keeping score, okay? I've got 10 of them, of the grandkids. But I'm going to – now, how old is your grandson?
He is about 3 weeks old.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, listen, one of the things that I found – my kids, you know, they range as old as up to 36 years old, and grandkids are not quite 10 yet. But one of the things as a grandparent, I'd say, I was a Christian raising kids, but I was young, and I made a lot of mistakes. And thank you, Lord. It's like a second chance at parenting. And just to encourage grandparents, to be invested in these kids' lives.
Yeah, man, that's good stuff. I can't wait to get started.
Yeah, well, I'm excited for you, and I'm excited to have you guys back in the Albuquerque area. Again, we're talking with Mark Hall of Casting Crowns. And before we go, Mark, the last thing I wanted to do was make sure folks that aren't familiar with the website go to castingcrowns.com. If you're going to send someone there, is there something on the website you want to make sure they don't miss?
Man, I don't know. Castingcrowns.com has got plenty of information about us. I know we're official Casting Crowns, I believe we're called, on Instagram. I'm Mark Hall CC. If you want to really get in personal with me and my family, Mark Hall CC on Instagram is where to find me.
Oh, that sounds fun. Well, I'll tell you, when I went on the website today, what I would encourage people to look for, you've got some of the official music videos there. The tour information is there. And then information about Casting Crowns, like the quote that I read to you, really shares the heart of what you guys are doing. And listen, looking forward to seeing you guys Friday. Safe travel. And next time you're in Albuquerque, we'll have to make sure we let folks know you're coming again, because it's always, it is a good show. But listen, it's ministry. And you're going to leave refreshed, encouraged. And, again, I would encourage all the listeners that are going, buy a ticket for someone and bring them with you to Casting Crowns. Details are at transparentproductions.com. Mark, thanks again.
Thank you.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.